Okay, we're already live. We are now live on a radio station as well. If you want to call in to talk, you can do so by dialing 914-205-5389. Actually, we're going to change this here. We got a different number up. That's our main number, so we are going to change the number here. Let's take that one out. So we're going to say call in. Actually, I'm just going to edit this one here. We're going to edit the phone number so we can be up on the screen. If you guys want to call in, you can definitely call in. But I want to just, again, address why. And I'm stalling, as you know, I'm stalling. We're really going to just address why people are struggling to hire social media or digital marketing professionals. It's definitely tough right now. And, you know, I want to address the elephant in the room. So I'm going to give you guys a second. Yes, we are live streaming on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, what else? Twitch, Stitch, whatever you want to call it, another one. Pretty much everywhere, Tumblr, Pinterest. So, again, I'm Jamila Laurie. I'm the CEO at MyBiz Consulting. We are a digital marketing agency, SaaS provider. We do a whole lot of different things, and we wanted to kind of address what was going on with the general population, the market, who are looking to hire. We have a lot of recruiters that are out here. They're looking to hire social media / digital marketing professionals, and they're struggling to do so. One of the things I wanted to address, I won't make Ms. Carter here stay on screen with me for the full time. But one of the things I wanted to address is simply that you're not getting the people with the skills because you need to hire agencies. Why should you hire an agency? And that's simply because that transition of people, the freelancers who were working in the field prior to, we're going to say, the pandemic, have now started their own businesses. They've started their own businesses. They've created their own agencies, or they're making lots of money doing this freelance. So those of you who are looking to hire and your budget is small and you can't really afford to pay that person what they're worth, $75,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year, but you want that work ethic out of them. So what I'm seeing is a lot of people hiring people to manage their social media platforms, to do their SEO, to, you know, really jump on and help them out with these things. But they're not really competent because they're not trained in that line of work. Uh-oh, I put myself in the bottom and put you in the top. Oh, I really am creative with this, aren't I? Let's see. Here we go. We're both small now. Okay, so you back on screen with me. So what I'm seeing is a lot of people are simply running into kind of a brick wall. You're hiring somebody. You have somebody who say, hey, yes, I can run your social media platforms. When they get there and they're starting to work, they don't understand the calendars. They don't understand the scheduling process. They don't understand when to post, when not to post. They don't understand how to run a lot of the software that comes with posting, auto-posting. So they're not meeting your expectations. Like I said, you're running into a brick wall. You're frustrated. They're frustrated. You know, this is so what we called an exciting job is no longer exciting because, of course, they don't really know what they're doing. You know, a lot of people kind of think, oh, yeah, I can do social media management. I can jump on. I'm a digital marketer because they run their own little personal profiles, or they may have done some updating and posting for another company that was a lot smaller, less intense. But then they find themselves in this role, an actual position to do this job and compete with other people who are in this industry doing social media management or digital marketing or SEO or content creation. And they find themselves running into a brick wall because it's not an easy task. None of this, what we do, is simple. Khadija, I'm going to put you on the spot and have you talk a little bit about some of the struggles. Khadija is our community manager. She handles a lot of the posting and some content creation for our customers. So some of our customers look for us to, you know, create consistent posts for them, the posts on their social media. Khadija handles some of that. We do have other social media managers, community managers who handle this, but Khadija actually works here in the office with me physically. So I wanted you to just kind of talk about some of the struggles that you face when it comes down to posting on social media for these organizations. And, you know, what are some of your pain points and what are some of the suggestions as well that you would have for these people who are out there doing that? I think we can hear you. You got to talk so we can test.
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you. And if you could just talk about, you know, using some of the software and the design that go into it, you know, what it takes, like some of the things that you do when it comes down to design, to creating those actual posts, creating that content.
To design itself, we mostly go by the business and looking at the different websites of like what the business is about. And
put your headset down so we can hear you. The mouthpiece. No, put it on. Yeah. There you go. We can't hear you. We need to hear you, young lady. There we go.
So basically, we go by the business itself to see basically what the business is about. We find posts that are related and we design them on one of our platforms that we use. And then we basically
talk about scheduling.
Yeah, we schedule out the posts monthly and make sure it's organized and it's posted throughout the month.
Okay, now tell us a little bit about how you're doing so. Okay, we know that you use a platform to post. Tell us what platform you use. Tell us how you actually post on people's pages. Like, what are you using for a particular client? I know you are posting for one of the companies out here recently. Actually, today you're working on posts, but what are you using to post? And we can reveal that. That's not a secret. It's not top secret classified. How are you posting to Facebook and Instagram?
So we are using Facebook Business Suite, and they have a section where you can actually post on there and it directly post to Instagram and Facebook.
And that could be scheduled out?
Out.
So talk a little bit about scheduling posts and how you go about doing it. Like, it's not magic. So if you can, I don't know if we can hear you. Turn your sound up, or are you plugged into the computer? Because I don't think we're getting any sound from you. But somebody drop something in the chat to let us know if you can hear Khadija speaking. Oh, I can hear you now. Yeah, there you go.
So, on Facebook Business Suite.
Turn it down just a tad bit. Because you're here in the room. I mean, there you go.
So, on the Facebook Business Suite, we usually go into
posts and stories. We create a post in there. We take a date and a time that we want to go out.
Excellent. So do you find this, I know that this is new to you. You're just joining the team basically to start actually as a community manager, doing posting and content creation. How is it for you on your end? Like, what are some of your struggles that you struggle with being so new to this part of social media management or community management? What are some of your struggles? And I think, you know, a lot of young people go into this field and they think that that's something that's simple. Did you think jumping into this was going to be like, you know, some simple everyday posts, or what was your outtake? Like, what did you, how did you see it when you first walked into this and you, you know, and I trained you on kind of becoming a community manager? Okay. So when looking for engaging posts, and I'm, you're kind of being the audience right now, which I think a lot of people struggle with this. So when, so if you could speak up a little bit, just tell me a little bit about what the struggle is or how you actually go about finding engaging content and what makes you feel like it's engaging. Like, what do you look for in, you know, in an engaging post? Well, you, it's something you do. You do a good job at it. So talk about exactly what you do, because I think this is one of the things that I think even just young people, this is why we're going to start doing the classes for those content creators who struggle with this. There's something that you do to make the post engaging, for make people want to interact with the post. And what is that? I don't even think you know. Well, not just the picture, I think it's the content that's there when we ask questions, you know, kind of what I went through with you as well. Someone else, I've been struggling with sales and engagement. Hi, Miss Gucci, Miss Real Gucci, I like that. thanks for joining us. And that, that you're someone I wanted to kind of just jump in and talk to. If I can answer your question on, you're struggling with sales and engagement, could you drop a line and tell me what you're doing for engagement at this point? Like, simply what platforms are you using right now to market yourself? I think this is something that not only yourself, but other small business owners are really struggling with. And I want to kind of just drop some jewels. There are free tools out here. Everybody is not going to know how to work them. They're not going to be able to do it. But there's tools out here that you can use for free and really promote your business. So just drop and let me know what you're doing right now, and why do you feel like, okay, you're struggling with it? Because a lot of times it's not really that we're struggling. We may be doing a great job at putting something out there or putting something together or posting something. The engagement is not coming because you may be just simply being blocked by the algorithm. So the timing that you're posting could be an issue. And are you actually telling, what is your storyline? So one of the things I find people struggling, they struggle with telling people to buy their product. You know, you, and again, I'm going back into engagement. Engagement is simply that, hey, I have this awesome pen. It writes great. I need you to buy it. Matter of fact, buy 10 for everyone in your office. Buy 5 of these. Believe it or not, that's a great sales pitch. This is how we sell. I'm not going to market this company, Canva, Photo Room, or Shopify. Okay, so Miss Real Gucci has been using apps like Canva, Photo Room, Shopify. But where are you marketing? So you're creating content, but where are you pushing it out to? So what I'm doing right now, Miss Gucci, I like this name. I'm just going to keep saying it. But what I'm talking about right now is what you see me doing. I'm marketing my business. This is what I do. I do social media. I'm telling you some information. So what are you doing as far as content marketing? Are you going live anywhere? One of the hottest platforms, I don't know what you sell, but if you are a retailer and you're selling e-com in any way, then you need to be on TikTok. You need to be on Instagram. You need to be on YouTube, Facebook with lives. You need to be going live as much as possible. You need to be engaging people. I'm not going to promote this company, but I'm going to show you. This is a product that, you know, I'm going to show you what a typical engaging video looks like, me grabbing this product, taking it, putting it in my hand, showing you that it smells good, it looks good, it makes me feel good. You do flyers, videos of myself. Perfect, perfect. So now, Ms. Gucci, I feel like you're running into a brick wall because you're not telling people to buy it. And if you are, what time are you doing it? Do you know who your target audience are? And if so, are you posting for them? We can't just post. We can't just post and assume we're reaching our target audience. So one of the things we have to do is probably get your information and run an audit on either your website or your social media presence to figure out, you know, who your target audience is. Because here's the thing, if you're sending this out, you're posting, and you're posting at a time where people my age or I'm not old, not even old. Let's take that back. I just made myself right. The old people. No, but you want to make sure that you're posting at a time where your audience is online and watching. And of course, that's not easy to do. I'm not going to say it is, but we do have tools that can actually help you with that. We have resources that can say, hey, you should be posting at these two times, unisex clothing. Yes, 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 absolutely. So you have to find your target audience. You sell clothing. It's a clothing line. Let's find out who your target market is. We want to make sure that you're reaching them at specified times. Now, those times change. Those times change throughout the year. This is not always, hey, Mr. Charles Gregory Postel. But these times aren't always going to be at 12 o'clock or 10 a.m. or 5. We need to find out who your target is, who's buying your clothing, how old are they, and when are they online. Those are the keys that we need to know in order for you to post properly. Now, Instagram, the time changes constantly. It just changed recently, maybe about 4 weeks ago. So if you're not following me on Instagram, make sure you're following my business page on Instagram so you can check out and see exactly when you should be posting, because I post all this information up. I post videos. They're about a minute long, telling you when you should be actually posting. This information is imperative, because if you're posting at 9 p.m. and your people are on at 10 a.m., they're missing your post. Algorithms control the internet. It controls all of these sites. And if you're not posting at the right time, you're not going to get your target. Your target's not going to see you, even if you're running ads. A lot of people think, hey, I'm going to run ads. I'm going to spend $150 a month on these ads. There's so many things that can block your ads. Ms. Real Gucci, while I got you on the line, do you have an actual website? And if you do, could you drop your site for me so I can check it out? A little free promotion, too. Get some people to go there. My Instagram, I'm going to post it up for you. My business IG is here. Nope, that's not the one. Let's make sure we got the right one. I got a bunch of stuff up here. This is horrible. Follow me on Instagram. Here we go. So my Instagram is here, but make sure you hit me up on Instagram, and this way I can actually follow you back and kind of watch. I do watch when I have time, but I want you guys to realize who's my target. Who's my target audience? If you have remember, school is back in session. So if college seniors are your audience, then make sure that you're coming on after class time and find out what time these people are on. You know, we have to follow our audience. I'm on at 2 p.m. because I know that my audience is sick of working. They're probably at their desk. They done logged out of work in their head and logged into Instagram and Facebook and YouTube, and they're watching videos. So this is the perfect time for me and my business. For your business, it may be 9 p.m. or 12 p.m. or 2 a.m. So just think about when your people are online looking to buy stuff, looking to promote. Far as your videos are concerned, make sure you're jumping on there. With your content, it's engaging, saying, who would wear this sweatsuit? If it's a sweatsuit, who would wear this? Drop a heart below if you would cop this. Simple as that. If you would grab this, let me know. What colors do you like? Simple, engaging content, adding those questions to either your videos or to your posts, your captions. Make sure you're talking to the people. everybody now purchases from people that they feel like they can talk to, people who are engaging, someone who they can reach out to. We want everything to be personal nowadays. So selling products for your company, you have to personalize everything. Unfortunately, that's just the way the world is. We're on social media. So how do you get people to buy? You talk to them. You say, hey, I need you to buy. I need you to be a part of Miss Real Gucci Club or whatever you want to call it, but have people really jump in and say, this is, I need you to buy this from me. When will we know when our targets are live? Well, that's when you're going to go ahead and make an appointment with me so we can go ahead and run that actual tool for you, and we can take a look and see when your target is online, okay? So it's really, it's hard, but it's not that hard. So I'm going to show you how to do that off, you know, on the other end here. I feel like it's even hard when your family won't support you. Oh, girl, please, let me tell you. That's the number one rule when you walk through this door. The families are not your customers. Your family is not your customer. Those people are your family. Look, I saw her well. So keep that in mind. Your family is not your customers. So that's not who you want to target. Will they support you when you blow up? Yeah, girl, they're going to support you. They're going to have your back after you blow. But you got to blow first. You got to get just strangers. Focus on the strangers. Focus on people who don't personally know you. They will support you. You got a lot of support out here. Trust and believe it. It's just about reaching your target audience. I struggled for years. My business has been open for 11 years. And I kept saying, why my family won't repost this? Why they won't share this out? Why they won't do this? Then I stopped worrying about them. I focused on what I was selling and the people who needed it. And then my business grew. Just that simple. Focus on what you're selling and who needs it. You know, do you have a really firm base demographic? Are you looking at men or women? You sell unisex clothing. So men and women between this age and that age, those, you have to really hone in and choose your buyers. Not to say somebody 54 won't purchase it, but if it's from 18 to 28, then that's what we need to really focus on, making sure that you're actually using keywords like people who go to the clubs, depending on what you're selling. I got to look at your stuff, and I'll be able to help you a little more. But, you know, if you're selling clothes that people like to go out in, like a fall line for a dress-up or what have you, then you want to make sure that you're reaching that demographic where they are. Where they are is depending on the age group. Are they out in the club? Are they looking at what's the name of that place, Khadija, where all the young people, y'all shop at? Fashion Novas and all of those places. You want to make sure that you're looking at what they're doing, and I'll show you how to do that as well. We want to look at what they're actually doing and say, okay, I want to be on this level, so I need to mimic some of the things they're doing. That's perfectly normal. That's perfectly okay. That's not stealing. Well, you know, you think about it. But at the end of the day, it's not stealing. It's what we do in marketing. We look at something that's working for someone else, and then we replicate that in a way that, you know, it becomes our own. We got to make it ours, okay? It is hard. You know, family, unfortunately, won't look at your posts and reshare it. They'll say, oh, girl, I'm so proud of you. You go. Do what you do. And then you're like, well, why you ain't share my post? This is a trend on TikTok. You know, why didn't you share my post? Or they want a discount on everything, you know? And unfortunately, we can't afford to give you a discount. This is my business and this is how you eat. You can't afford to be giving out discounts because you didn't get a discount when you bought it. You didn't get a discount when you created your line. So let's be mindful of that. Okay, my phone is like going crazy. But so just keep that in mind. And like I said, you can definitely reach out to us as well. I do give free consultations. I'd love to talk to you, learn a little bit more about your business, and provide you with a free audit just so we can take a look, find out who your target market is, and give you some free advice on how to actually aim at them and go from there. So with that being said, you know, like I said, a lot of small businesses are struggling. One of the things they're struggling with, I just got completely off topic, ADHD kicking in, but you know, one of the things that businesses are struggling with, new businesses aren't setting budgets. They're not putting budgets in place. They're not including, you know, that startup in their startup, that budget for marketing. And marketing, I mean, it's like doing no marketing, and I love this saying, not using social media and not doing any marketing is like starting a business and not telling nobody. Stop having secret businesses. Stop. If you have a secret business, stop having a secret business. You're not going to make no money with a secret business. Open your business up to the world by putting it everywhere, all the social media. Don't, if you find a social media platform that you never heard of, set up an account. If you're a business, set up a business account. Stop being afraid to push yourself out there. You don't know where you belong until you actually go everywhere. Find your comfort zone. I never knew that I had a place for one of my other companies on Pinterest, and it's big on Pinterest. And I'm like, wow, it's just pictures, but it's big there. You know, I have another business that sits on, that really moves on, what is it, Tumblr. You know what Tumblr is or what they do, but I set up an account. So Ms. Gucci says, my startup was $6,000, not included with ads or promo. Nice. You had a startup in place. Look at baby girl. You're checking. Very funny. We love you. But Ms. Gucci, here's the thing. It's not about the funds. It's about how it's being spent. And this is why I'm doing this actual episode today, because I feel like so many small business owners lose money. You know, I had a customer a few months ago who came to me. He was a potential customer at the time, and he came to me because he wanted to do SEO, but he hadn't done the groundwork, the house cleaning. He didn't have his website where it needed to be. He hadn't done any self-promotions or self-marketing. And I told him, get those things together, create a flow of something, and then I will help you market. Then we will go ahead. I don't even want your money if you're not going to listen to me. If you're not going to go with me and we're not going to do this together, because what I do is I jump in to help with the journey of it. You know, I don't jump in to take it all on and be and control your company. That's not my goal. I don't want to take your money forever. So we want to think and say, what am I spending this money on? Is it strategic? Am I putting the money in the right place? There's bots out here. You can post all the ads you want. And I'm going to tell you that there's bots that exist that will just simply click on your ad using your money, and nobody will ever see that ad. Okay. And it will get clicks. When you look at your reports, when you look at your analytics, you will see that that ad got some clicks, but not necessarily a sale. This is why we start to feel like I'm throwing money away. I ain't getting marketing done because I feel like I'm throwing money away. Excuse me. I feel like I'm throwing out money. I'm not really getting anything out of it. The worst feeling ever is when you do some marketing and you get nothing from it. You don't even get a sale. You don't even get a sale. You spend $200 on marketing. You didn't even get a sale. Okay. The problem is you're not doing something right. Rather, it's you or your team. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We are not always at 100%. This is why we do A/B testing. This is why we test. This is why we go in and we figure out a strategy, what works, what doesn't work. We watch the analytics. We watch and see. We provide you with reporting so we can see exactly what's happening. What's happening? What happened here that this post wasn't successful this month? What happened here that you didn't reach 1,000 people with this particular post? We have to do something different. This is, again, why my advice is not to just hire someone and think that you're going to get results in 30 days, because marketing doesn't work like that, especially online marketing, because you're dealing with computers, you're dealing with robots, you're dealing with technology, okay? You need to make sure that your money is being dumped into the right bucket. Okay, Facebook might not be for you. The question is Facebook, is my target audience on Facebook? Okay, depending on how old they are, they might not be. Because I know a college demographic, which used to be for Facebook, they're not even on Facebook no more. They on TikTok, taking breaks, doing TikToks, whatever. So, you know, there's platforms that we may be afraid to use. Don't feel like using, haven't learned yet, whatever the situation is, we got to find out where our actual targets are, and we got to cater to them. We have to cater to our target audience. We have to engage them with conversations. I hate doing lives. I hate being live, and I may not seem like it, but I do not like to be on these cameras running my mouth because I'd be like, dang, I got to do my makeup. I got to do this. And I don't do none of that. I just end up jumping on here. But needless to say, don't worry about that. Be yourself because this is what people buy into. They buy into you. People buy from you, not from, not because, you know, I'm selling this box of tissues here and I'm, because I'm selling them, you want to buy them. And that's exactly how you have to look at your marketing strategy. Because it's you is the reason people are going to buy. I don't look to take on 1,000 clients a year. I look to take on 25 clients a year, and that's it. And then I lock it down from there because I can realistically help 25 clients in a year, okay, without getting overwhelmed, without stressing myself out with actually getting the work done. So we want to also be realistic. When you grab your inventory, make sure you have something that, you know, your target audience is looking for. Study your market. Make sure that you're promoting something that makes sense to them, okay? Winter's coming up. Are you selling jackets, lightweight jackets, coats, things like that, boots? Do you got the latest style in boots, the latest colors? What colors? We have a fashion person right on here with us, Mr. Charles Gregory, hot in fashion. What's the latest colors for the actual season? Seasonal colors matter. It's not just, oh, I'm going to throw out white right now because I like it. It's not about you when it comes to sales. Okay, again, I'm getting off topic because I'm talking about why we can't actually hire people. And again, we're so stuck on this. Small business owners, have your budget right. Make sure that you either get some kind of test. I'm not saying hire me. Hire me, yes. But if you decide to go with anyone, any addition, any other agency, a freelancer, what have you, make sure they understand your market. Make sure they understand your target. Make sure they are willing to work for you and with you, not just for you, but also with you. Because I'm also finding a lot of small agencies are, they're getting people to do their social media management. They're like, hey, I don't have to do nothing. But really what they're doing, it doesn't really apply to what you're selling. So now you're, again, you're just wasting money. You're just wasting money. We got to stop throwing money away on useless marketing because marketing is a great thing if it's done correctly, okay? I've been in the industry for a very long time, from cars to tea to meeting rooms. I've sold it all. A bright yellow hue and ultimate gray are its 2021 colors of the year. Oh, I'm in style then. With both synchronized, like, you know, I can't read, representing unity, stability, and hope. It's aspirational, said Pantone's executive director. Okay. All right, see, so Charles Gregory, you can tell us exactly, like, and that's the thing. Ms. Gucci, if you can link up with some of the people here, well, we got Charles Gregory here, who can advise you on the latest colors and the latest trends. Because he is a stylist, he's an industry stylist, and he can definitely help you to understand what colors and what you should be selling right now. So I'm from Philly, but moved to Miami last year, and juggling the seasons is a struggle for clothing. And you got Mr. Charles Gregory right there. I'm sure he will help, and he probably posting about it anyway. So make sure you follow him and, you know, stay in tune with him so you can also stay in tune with how you can help the people in Miami dress, what they're looking for. Because even though you're located in Miami, you don't want to just focus on Miami. You want to focus on everybody everywhere because I'm sure you sell online. So you want to make sure that you have something for them as well. So maybe think about doing collections. This is our summer collection. This is our Miami collection. This is our fall collection. This is our fall Miami collection. So just kind of think outside the box when you're creating your packages or your clothing so you can really reach out to the right people. You want to target those people who are looking for you because they are out there looking for you. Trust and believe that. It's just a matter of them, you know, kind of rounding it off and finding you. Sometimes we're just hidden. We're just hidden in the wrong places. I know I tangled around in the wrong place. A lot of people don't know who I am because I don't really tell probably what I do, but I'm an expert in my field. I try to hide from the wrong clients. I try to hide from the wrong clients, but I end up, they end up coming through the door anyway. So now it's time to just put yourself out there. I've learned to put myself out there and walk the ledge and say, hey, here I am. This is my expertise. This is what I do. And if you need me, I'm here. And don't be afraid to dress somebody, dress people. You see somebody that need and you got something that can work for them and they're popular. Don't feel like you're using people because you got to use people in order to get those sales. You got to use those influencers, people who are out there. Watch what they put out there. Don't be afraid to say, I'm going to tap into this influencer and put some budget into them and send them this outfit and have them create this content for me. Content creators are amazing. Even if we know how to do it ourselves, using content creators with a big following will definitely help your business. Okay, I know a lot of people are kind of still on the edge about content creators. We have several sites that I'll be posting about on my Instagram page telling you, hey, if you're looking for good content creators, go here and hire a content creator. It won't cost much. It won't cost much. And they will definitely promote your business, your brand, and your actual merchandise. I like to do pop-up shops, sell out my car, almost giving away clothing. Okay, so stop giving away stuff. Don't do that. Don't do that. We don't want you to do that. Now, I love the idea of pop-up shops. Pop-up shops are all it, okay, because it's kind of like a move-around thing. It's what I do. I do networking workshops, and they're not pop-up shops, but, you know, they're everywhere. So kind of I look at it the same way. Make sure when you're there, you offer opportunity. You know, don't really lower your price for people. And it's hard not to, and I know that's easier said than done because you just really kind of want to get the sale. But let them know this is exclusive. This is from me. I need your support. Really talk to people. Let them know, hey, this is what I do. This is my brand. I'd love to see you in it. Give them some incentives. Okay, I'll take $10 off, but could you send me a post? Could you send me a post when you get dressed? I'd love to be able to post you. Would you allow me to repost you on my page? You know, one of the Philly designers she does is say, spot it in. You know, have that section. Spot it in that new Miss Gucci, that Miss Real Gucci. You know, she rocking it. Seen her at such and such. Do a caption. Do something that's going to engage the people out there. Again, you want to make sure that you're connecting with your audience. Make it seem relevant. You got to make it, everything got to be relevant. There was a saying, you got to fake it to make it. And I'm on the edge with that. I always struggle with that saying. But here we are. You got to boost it up. And I'm not saying faking it, but boost it up. Like, yeah, this is that work. This is it. And then think about your pricing plans. And I'm just giving you a whole free session here, but I just want you to kind of take some information out of here. Since I'm on and I'm running my mouth, you might as well get it. Get it while I'm throwing it out there. Look at your pricing and think about where you want to fall, okay? Ms. Real Gucci, you calling yourself Gucci girl. Let me tell you this. When it comes down to Gucci, Gucci don't do too much advertising, right? They don't do too much advertising and marketing because they set a standard already. They already set a standard for their brand. So think about Bentley. Think about these big brands that you don't see with car commercials and stuff like that, or commercials period, or just out. They're not really showing off that way because they created a high-level brand that will allow you to really put it out there and say, okay, I'm going to have this on. This is the new label for me. This is what it costs. One thing I learned, people don't like cheap stuff. When my services were cheap, I couldn't sell them. And that's real. I could not sell. I was undercharging. So I had a coach. I had a business coach who came into my life and said, you're not charging enough. Therefore, the first assumption is your product, your service is cheap. So think about it in that way. If you're selling, even though if you have high quality things, if you're selling everything for $25 or $10, then you are that store. You're the $10 store. You're the $25 store. But where do you want to be? So think about where you want to be. Set your prices. Make sure your materials are good. Make sure the quality is there in place. So people want to spend that $60, $70, $100 on your on that sweatshirt or that t-shirt that they're getting from you. You know, make your name, make your brand name matter, okay? Make it relevant. It's all key. I have another clothing designer that I'm working with, and we look at every single detail, who's wearing it, how they're wearing it. We want to capture those pictures. We put those pictures online. We make sure that the quality is on point because we know what people want. We know that they want to – if I spend $100 on a sweatshirt, that sweatshirt got to make me feel good when I put it on, you know. So those are some of the things to think about when marketing, especially on social media. You want to talk about the material that's being used. Whether you are a reseller of something someone else created or if you're a creator and you're sewing it and putting it all together yourself, doesn't matter. Quality and the name that's on it is what's going to sell, what's going to appeal to the people. How you put it together. Another thing to think about is putting the outfits together on live. Just do it. Just get on and be like, this, I'm rocking this with this and this and this, and show it, you know, because these are things that gets people engaged. Me, Pinterest, if you sell clothes, go on Pinterest, please, because I just go on Pinterest to look up what I should wear, what colors I should wear together, what's work going to work, what's not going to work, okay? So these are things that you think of, and I use social media and study social media, and again, I go back and use social media for everything that I do. You know, I'm like, well, let me look on social media and see what's going on, because that's a whole world, you know, they call it the metaverse. Takes me back to my first topic of why businesses are struggling to hire digital marketing pros. And it's a simple answer. You're not offering them the right kind of money. They started their own agencies. They can do it on their own. They know that they can make a lot more money taking on multiple projects other than sitting there just creating content just for you. Some content creators are charging like $8,000 per post. You know, they're doing like $8,000 per post, and then maybe that includes maybe three lives or three stories with it. Think about the money that you're paying them a year and the money that they can actually make doing one post. So they've made 3 months salary doing one post compared to what you're offering them for the $2,500 or $500 a month, whatever. So it's very expensive to get, you know, some of these influencers to create content for you, but make sure you have a budget, because we have smaller influencers with maybe less following but more engagement. So when you're looking for influencers, look for the engagement with them, because just because they have 200 or 500 followers and not 5 million don't mean that they wouldn't be able to target your particular audience and get you sales. It really depends. Are their audience engaged with them? Because that's super important. Maybe even more important than how many followers they actually have, okay? What's the engagement? Some pages have a lot of followers, a little bit of engagement. Some people have a little bit of followers and lots of engagement. So think about, you know, when you're looking to bring on an influencer, look at their engagement. They can pull an engagement report up right from their insights if they're on Instagram or Facebook or anything, really. They can pull up that information. It's super-duper important. Again, don't find yourself in a rut. Understand who you're working with. Make sure that you're getting valuable information from them. When you're interviewing, if you're a business owner and you're interviewing someone to manage your social media, make sure that they understand your business as a whole. I'm going to be honest with you. When I do my first consultation with clients, if I can't handle their account, if I don't understand their industry, I'm not taking them. I'm not going to sit there and say, hey, you know, yeah, we could do everything. That's not realistic. You know, some people just want TikTok created because they don't want to do TikTok. So like, I'm going to hire you to do my TikToks. I ain't sitting on TikTok all day. And I have some staff who will. I have some staff who won't. If that staff is booked and they're not going to do TikToks, then we can't take that job. And it's simply just that. You know, I can forward them to some of the sites where they can actually get influencers to create that kind of content for them. But again, that's not cheap. You know, having a $200 budget for your year's marketing is not going to cut it. is not going to cut it. You have to invest in your marketing. And if you're going to invest in something, you need to watch it. You need reports. You need to know what's going on at all times, because marketing pivots. It changes every few months, every few days, every few hours even. So you want to make sure that you stay on top of it. For the companies out there that have, you know, that are taking up, recruiters, and have recruiters calling every digital marketer in the nation trying to get them to join their team, be cautious of that, because a lot of people are out here saying, hey, yes, I'm a digital marketing pro, I'm an expert, because they're pulling stuff offline. You know, they don't have no real success stories. They can't tell you, you know, real, wow, I've been talking for a long time. They can't tell you real information on what they actually did to get these people to the level that they are, or the engagement rate, or how the numbers change, or the ROI, what was the return on investment with them. So there's so much that you want to look for. As a consultant, yes, I will consult you to death, let me tell you, but you may not be for me, you may not be the client that I can support. And if I don't know your industry, I really can't advise you on that industry. I can advise you on business practices, best practices, social media engagement, everything. But you need someone who understands your particular industry in order to grow, in order to advance and move forward with your marketing. Do not waste money on marketing. Be careful in who you're hiring to do your marketing. There are small agencies out here that have a team of professionals like we do. We have a team of professionals that work with us. Small team, we're about 15 strong, allowing us to take on multiple projects and work on campaigns at a higher rate, whereas we have freelancers as well who are out here, and they actually, you know, can work on one or two projects. So be mindful, you know, ask people, are you a freelancer or are you a business? Just because you only see my face or Khadija's face or somebody else's face don't mean that we're a tiny company. We are a larger company, and we can handle larger projects, and we take those on. So we work with multiple companies. We are encouraging companies to reach out to us. We do have some openings, not many, but a few openings. But you have to have a budget before you sit down with me. Please tell me you at least got a budget ready. You may not need all of it, but let's talk about your budget. Let's talk about, let's sit down and be realistic that my services aren't free. I can't even get my staff to work for free. Trust me, I tried because I wanted to take a vacation. They would not work for free. So with that being said, you guys, I'm going to get out of here in a few seconds. But thank you for tuning in. Drop your information. You can always hit me up on Instagram. I check my inbox. If you have any questions, if you're looking for more information, more details, we can be contacted on our website as well. And here's our website information, where you can schedule an appointment with me, and I will be more than happy to do that 20-minute free consultation with you, provide details, information, and, of course, an audit on your current website. So, again, thank you for tuning in, and I hope I answered the whole why agencies or businesses are struggling to hire digital marketers. I did get off topic a tad bit, but I think I covered what I needed to cover today. Khadija, do you agree or you disagree?
Yeah,
okay, so she got to keep me on task sometime. I get a little crazy, but I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. I do appreciate you for tuning in and participating. Again, I will be in the office till 5 o'clock, probably, maybe, yes, yeah, till 5 o'clock. Give us a call. Feel free to, you know, hit us up on the website if I don't answer, or maybe in session. So simply, you can book appointment online for me. You can book an appointment on my Instagram page, Facebook page, LinkedIn page. You can book me anywhere. Like, I'm around. So make sure we talk. Ms. Gucci, thank you for tuning in. Definitely give us a call or shoot me an email, text. I don't care. It don't matter. Just reach out to me. I want to make sure that you're successful in your business. I'm definitely going to check you out and see how we can kind of help guide you in the right direction. Of course, you also connected with Mr. Charles Gregory. He is a fashion connoisseur, honey. Let me tell you, he is everything to the stars. So make sure you know who you're dealing with here. He is the one. And, you know, thanks everybody for tuning in again. And I'm glad I made these connections today. And I'll be back with more content, more information, more stuff to talk about. You know, everything ain't always good, but I love being here. I love what I do. I have an actual passion for digital marketing. I love it. We are a family-owned and operated business, and we love what we do. Thanks in advance, y'all. I will see y'all on the other